Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price is in. Howdy, folks. Thanks for having us on today. Beautiful day. Austin's pretty proud of himself calling up just a dynamite forecast for October.
Oh, I busted my hump on this one.
You did. It was so amazing. And also traffic, that's up for grabs. We'll talk about that one. Austin and traffic and weather coming up in less than a couple of minutes here. But let's first go ahead and dive into three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
New details have emerged regarding three lawsuits initiated by, initiated against Jay Hospital and Baptist Healthcare. In February, it was reported that several hospital employees captured unauthorized and demeaning photographs of three patients without their consent. These images were allegedly shared on the social media platform Snapchat. Zarzar Law is currently offering a $5,000 reward to the first individual who can provide photographs that are corroborated and verified as authentic.
Number two.
The ongoing government shutdown is now affecting the final month of scheduled October practices for the Blue Angels. This week, the team appears to be conducting unscheduled practices on board an AS Pensacola. Fans have gathered at the Target parking lot on Blue Angel Parkway to watch those off-schedule sessions.
Number three.
The 90th Pensacola Interstate Fair making its return this week. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons confirmed new safety measures will be in place with 6 camera towers, drones, over 60 uniformed and plainclothes deputies, a clear bag, and a no weapons policy in place. Opening day for the fair happens Thursday at 4 o'clock.
All righty, with it being 4:16 here, we'll go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see, looking at the roads here, got some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Also have some on Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Mobile Highway traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue and continuing towards Blue Angel Parkway. Got a couple of waves of congestion there. Last major spots in Pensacola are Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and 9 Mile itself traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. Outside of that, our worst looking spot would have to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, it's 85 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear for the rest of your work week. May have some slight rainfall chances once we get into Saturday night, but that's nothing too severe. Tomorrow's high sitting at around 85.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a daycare worker that was charged with felony money laundering has had those charges dropped, but she says it's already damaged her reputation.
But it's already too late. In the world's eyes, I've already been prosecuted.
Rasha Hill said she was accused of laundering drug money through her daycare business. The charges, like I said, were recently dropped, but FDLE does say the investigation remains active.
Maybe I had fashion jewelry, or maybe, you know, I went to Atlanta, but why couldn't I? I well deserve to. Bob may buy a boat, Ann may buy a fish. Rasha, I purchased jewelry. Everyone don't like the same things, you know, and it's just like a slap in the face.
And an investigation is underway after a semi-trailer fire at a local tire shop. Fire crews were called to Smith's Tires on North Pace Boulevard Monday evening, where they found a trailer of user tires burning behind the building. Firefighters were able to contain the fire after around 15 minutes. Nobody was hurt, and the damage was contained strictly to the trailer.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Wildlife officials are conducting an investigation today after a driver allegedly ran over a flock of birds. This happened at Port Canaveral over the weekend. Fox 35, that's WOFL Television down in Orlando's Esther Bauer, is in Brevard County this afternoon, who spoke with Ken Smith, a volunteer with Wild Florida Rescue, who responded to that incident.
Dozens of dead shorebirds battered with broken wings and hardly any chance of survival.
It was obvious something really went wrong because there were a lot of seabirds.
Several species of seabirds were all left to die in the cargo area at port. Canaveral.
Minimum 3 to 5 species of shorebirds were all involved.
FWC says the birds were hit and killed by someone driving in the area. 35 died on scene. 13 had to be euthanized. Only one survived and is being treated at the Florida Wildlife Hospital. FWC tells us they looked at video evidence, physical evidence, and talked to witnesses already. They also have a suspect who's already been interviewed by authorities.
And he's known as the Deacon of Death in Florida. He's set to die by lethal injection tonight. We told you about this guy yesterday. He's going to be executed for the 1996 murders of two women in Hillsborough County. Samuel Smithers is his real name. He was convicted of killing Christy Cohen and Denise Roach, whose bodies were found in a pond behind a vacant home. 72-year-old Smithers will be the 14th person executed in the state this year.
An old-school Florida tourist attraction is shut down after 70 years in business. Tom Ergotti reports on News Radio 92.3.
The Miami Seaquarium has closed. It gained international fame as the filming location for the 1960s TV series Flipper and thrilled generations of tourists with trained dolphin and orca shows. These folks say they'll miss the attraction.
The culture of Miami, man. Leave Miami's aquarium alone.
I love it. Like, it's actually really cool to see the dolphins there.
But Sunday's closure of the park that opened in 1955 was celebrated by animal rights activists who had lobbied for decades to free the marine mammals inside. The park was beloved by those who grew up visiting the landmark, but plagued by persistent animal welfare complaints. Tom Ergotti, Fox News.
420 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you and what was seemingly, as a few minutes ago, a much-needed check of your roads and weather. That and more coming up on this Tuesday afternoon edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Come on.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
So I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets. Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged. He's hairy. He's on a leash. That's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So I made a call to HUD to confirm that indeed landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the protests at City Hall in Pensacola over the Drag Queen Christmas. This has become a growing and ongoing controversy, both sides actually being represented fairly well in the conversation. Wheel of Fortune was preempted locally due to baseball, but we watched it. It is available online. You can watch it at our Facebook page, and we talked about the content promoting Pensacola. Love seeing the Blue Angels on the prize wheel. Very cool. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, it's 423 News Radio 92.3. An influential report is out with projections for the global economy as policymakers gathered in Washington today. Lillian Wu has the report on News Radio 92.3.
The International Monetary Fund revealing its latest forecasts on the world economy, saying it's shown unexpected resilience in the face of President Trump's tariffs, which have so far proven less disruptive than expected, but also saying the full impact is still emerging. The IMF projecting that the U.S. economy will expand 2% this year. That's slightly higher than the 1.9% forecast in July. It believes the global economy will grow 3.2% this year, up from a 3% estimate in July. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
424, News Radio 92.3, stocks ending mixed today, not a bad day. Trade tensions continue between the U.S. and China. Hillary Barsky's got your numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending mixed, but the Dow rebounded following steep earlier losses after U.S.-China trade tensions re-escalated. While speaking at an economic conference, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said a sharp slowdown in hiring poses a growing risk to the U.S. economy, a sign that the central bank will likely cut its key interest rate two more times this year. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, American Express, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, NVIDIA, and Salesforce. The Dow rising 203 points, the Nasdaq down 173, S&P 500 down 10. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425 News Radio 92.3. And Austin, just a few moments ago, we checked in with you, and you almost had like some remorse about your first traffic report. Has something changed?
No. It was we had several spots that were causing us issues. Gotcha. No accidents.
I know they got big problems over in Fort Walton this afternoon.
Yeah, there were no accidents from what I had seen, but I do have, as I say that, I have someone texting in saying there's a motorcycle, single vehicle motorcycle accident at the scenic highway off ramp westbound I-10. Oh. Emergency services are on site along with two state troopers. So thank you very much for that tip. If you do have anything that we're missing, be sure to text in 850-437-1620.
Watch out for the motorcycles.
Absolutely, yes. Check twice. Let's see. Outside of that, we just have the issues that I was referring to earlier. Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Got some busy intersections here. Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. That's where Michigan meets Softly Field Road. Also, Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway is looking rather rough. And still got our backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Last but not least, we got some issues on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear for the next several days. Tomorrow's high 85.
News Radio 92.3. Locals along the East Coast face severe weather conditions this past week, and we told you about that, setting that up going into the weekend. It was a real strong northeaster they had to deal with. Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell is in Virginia Beach this afternoon, has a report for us on News Radio 92.3.
Over the weekend in Virginia Beach, we felt the brunt of the impacts from the nor'easter, from some rain, the wind impacts, coastal flooding, and of course, the rough ocean conditions. On Sunday, an offshore buoy measured up to 12-foot waves and winds peaked around 51 miles per hour. Thankfully, rain wasn't a big factor for us, as we had about an inch and a half measured at some weather stations around town. I met a visitor who said he traveled to the coast just to experience the nor'easter. Another resident says for him, nor'easters tend to have a worse impact than hurricanes. Stick with us on Fox Weather for those continued updates. For now, in Virginia Beach, in Virginia, I'm Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
House Speaker Mike Johnson could face legal action from Arizona's Attorney General if the state's newest congresswoman isn't sworn into office. In a letter sent to Johnson on Tuesday, Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays called on Democrat Adelita Grijalva to be sworn in with her special election win now certified. Johnson has said that Grijalva will be sworn in once the government shutdown ends.
Well, the veterans groups up in Washington are calling on Congress to ensure servicemen and women are paid even during the government shutdown. We heard President Trump earlier today saying, pay the military. So I think he's being listened to. We have more from Fox's Grinnell Scott this afternoon.
Kyle Ann Hunter, CEO of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, said even before this current shutdown,
nearly half of our active duty service members are living paycheck to paycheck.
While President Trump has told the Pentagon to use available funds to pay them, these groups say that can't be sustained. They call on Congress to reopen government and, more importantly, pass the Pay Our Troops Act. Tom Porter with Blue Star Family said it will ensure
our military is paid during a shutdown. We can't let our service members and their families become casualties of this political gridlock.
The Pay Our Troops Act was introduced but did not go up for a vote before the House adjourned prior to the shutdown. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And speaking of Fox News happening right now, going on live, President Trump honoring conservative activist Charlie Kirk at the White House on what would have been his 32nd birthday. President Trump said he'll be posthumously awarding Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Kirk's wife, Erica, is in attendance and speaking currently.
Very emotional activity going on in Washington right now. According to the National Hurricane Center, there is no anticipated tropical development in the Gulf of America over the next 7 days. Tropical wave is forecast to move off the coast of Africa and may become more organized by the end of the weekend. Weather conditions next week might direct the storm north toward the Bahamas. No storms for the Gulf of America. Sports coming up in five. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump making fresh threats if a government shutdown continues.
By Friday, President Trump says his administration will have a list of federal programs he intends to close for good because of the government shutdown.
So we're closing up programs that are Democrat programs.
The president did not detail which agencies or programs will be targeted.
Fox's Jared Halpern, the Pentagon has struck another vote off Venezuelan waters, claiming the vessel was trafficking drugs.
This is the fifth such strike in recent weeks. They have killed now a total of more than 20 people in international waters. The president made this announcement via Truth Social with a social media post. He says no Americans were hurt, but that six men who he calls narco traffickers were killed. He says the Secretary of War ordered this strike at his direction.
Fox's Jillian Turner, America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The Buffalo Bills are failing their franchise quarterback in Josh Allen. As we've seen before, the formula of having Josh be Superman isn't conducive to winning a Super Bowl. James Cook is a very good running back, but outside of him, are there any skill position players that opponents are worried about? The answer is no, and Bills general manager Brandon Bean needs to work the phones to improve this roster because the AFC is wide open this year, and the Bills shouldn't just count on Josh to bail them out. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right now, receive up to a $25 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with the purchase of select SuperStart batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back.
Woo!
And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Ballet Pensacola invites you to experience the season opener that everyone will be talking about. Dracula, October 17th through the 19th and the 24th through the 26th at the Center. Brought to life by our extraordinary company dancers, this haunting ballet will leave you breathless. Ballet Pensacola unveils this reimagined tale of temptation and terror that will transport audiences into a world where elegance meets the eerie. Tickets on sale at balletpensacola.org or at the Center box office.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
There's a progress we have found a way to talk around the problem.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
New details have emerged regarding three lawsuits initiated against Jay Hospital and Baptist Healthcare. In February, it was reported that several hospital employees captured unauthorized and demeaning photographs of three patients without their consent. These images were allegedly shared on the social media platform Snapchat. Zarzar Law is currently offering a $5,000 reward to the first individual who can provide photographs that are corroborated and verified as authentic.
Number two.
The ongoing government shutdown is now affecting the final month of schedule here in October for the practices, the Blue Angel practices. Now, this week, the team appears to be conducting unscheduled practices aboard NAS Pensacola. Fans gathering at the Target parking lot on Blue Angel Parkway, to watch these off-scheduled sessions. A lot of folks in the parking lot, I saw.
Really?
Yeah. Very interesting. The Blues are still flying.
Number three.
And the 90th Pensacola Interstate Fair making its return this week. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons confirmed new safety measures will be in place with six camera towers, drones, over 60 uniformed and plainclothes deputies, a clear bag, and a no weapons policy. Opening day for the fair is Thursday at 4 p.m.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
UWF is considering the removal of Juneteenth as one of the eight paid holidays for employees. Dropping the event from the calendar falls in line with a series of decisions UWF has made to purge diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives from public institutions. The Board of Trustees will vote on the proposed calendar changes. That will happen on December 11th in the University Conference Center.
All right. And, you know, I'm going to make an executive decision here. With it being just a little bit after 4:35, my local headline is going to be another quick check of the roads and weather because there is a lot going on. This traffic and weather update brought to you by White Sands Electric, reminding you that fall is the best time to check your breakers or add surge protection. Safety first, whitesandselectric.com. Looking at the roads here, we do have several issues. Had a texter letting us know about the exit ramp on Scenic near I-10 westbound. We do have a motorcycle accident there being tended to. Also on I-10, got some problems traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. The intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox Street, also an issue. Same can be said for Pine Forest Road and Nine Mile Road. And those spots are just the worst in Pensacola. Outside of that, we got some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field, and some backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Here's Penix, a first and five. Robinson off the right side, breaks free. Bijan Robinson spinning down the sideline, still going. Can they catch him? They cannot. Touchdown, Falcons, 81 yards.
On ESPN, the longest run of Bijan Robinson's career, longest run of the NFL this season. The Falcons upset the Bills 24-14 in Atlanta. Robinson racked up a career-best 238 yards on offense, 170 rushing yards, 68 receiving. Drake London had a big game for Atlanta. 10 catches for 158 yards and a touchdown. Michael Penix passed for 250 yards, one score, no interceptions. Bills quarterback Josh Allen was picked off twice, also threw two touchdown passes. Buffalo, which started the season 4-0, is now 4-2. Atlanta, 3-2. The Falcons, not the only underdog who won last night. The Commanders were favored over the Bears, but Chicago won it on a last-second 38-yard field goal by Jake Moody. Bears 25, Commanders 24. Chicago improved to 3-2, dropped Washington to 3-3. DeAndre Swift ran for 108 yards for Chicago. He also scored on a 55-yard touchdown catch early in the fourth quarter that got Chicago within 2 points. NFL Week 6 in the books. Next game is Thursday. Bengals home against the Steelers. Coaching change. The Tennessee Titans fired Brian Callahan, who only won 4 of 23 games he coached with the team. Senior offensive assistant Mike McCoy named Titans interim coach. Tennessee is 1-5. Baseball. Reigning World Series champion Dodgers took Game 1 of the National League Championship Series against the Brewers, 2-1 in Milwaukee. Blake Snell pitched 8 innings and allowed only one hit. He struck out 10. The Brewers loaded the bases in the ninth inning, but Blake Treinen got out of the jam. The Mariners scored a 10-3 win over the Blue Jays for a 2-0 lead in the ALCS. Seattle will host Game 3 tomorrow. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, since you mentioned that Dodgers-Brewers series there, I want to give you a reminder that you can catch coverage of tonight's game between L.A. and Milwaukee on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app. Coverage for that game starts with some pregame action at 6:30.
440 News Radio 92.3, could Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles be competing in Los Angeles in 2028? Here's Jared Max.
The most decorated American gymnast in the history of the Olympics, 7-time gold medalist Simone Biles, may compete in a fourth Olympics in 2028 in Los Angeles. Currently 28, Biles would be 31 at the time. Last summer, she became the oldest American gymnast in 72 years to compete in the Summer Games, where in Paris, she won her 11th Olympic medal. Biles said she is not sure what 2028 looks like. Biles said, "I just don't know right now if it's on the floor or in the stands, but I definitely want to go and be a part of that movement." Currently taking time away from the gym, Biles said, "I think it's really important that your physical health matches your mental health." Jared Max, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Well, a link between quality of sleep and your last X post could be in danger here. Lisa Brady has a story and explains in this House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. When you tweet may affect your sleep. People who post on X late at night report lower well-being compared to those who post on the app during the day. Researchers at the University of Bristol in England, looking at data from more than 300 adults who shared access to their X accounts and filled out a mental health questionnaire. Analysts found that participants who posted on X between 11 at night and 5 in the morning scored around 4 to 8 points lower on well-being compared to daytime users. Anxiety scores were predicted to be around 1 to 2 points higher for night owl X posters. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Life expectancy has rebounded to its levels from before the pandemic. That's according to data published Sunday in the Journal for the Lancet. Data shows in 2023, life expectancy was 76.3 years for women, 71.5 years for men. COVID was the leading cause of death in 2021, but fell to 20th in 2023.
Well, OpenAI is working with psychological researchers and mental health experts to advise on an AI safety measure. Christian Goodwin has more on News Radio 92.3.
OpenAI revealing it's assembled an 8-person expert council on well-being and AI to help guide its work to build more helpful experiences, noting experts have decades of experience studying how technology affects emotions, motivation, and mental health. CEO Sam Altman posting on X, "We made ChatGPT pretty restrictive," adding, "Now that we have been able to mitigate the serious mental health issues and have new tools, we are going to be able to safely relax the restrictions in most cases," noting a new version of ChatGPT will soon debut. And in December, it will roll out age gating more fully. The announcement comes as OpenAI faces a lawsuit alleging ChatGPT encouraged a California teen to commit suicide and amid ongoing calls to improve child safety. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
What's now the world's largest mosquito factory is now open in Brazil in an effort to combat mosquito-borne diseases. Inside the factory, officials say mosquitoes are infected with a harmless bacteria and then released into urban areas where they breed and spread the bacteria. Over time, this leads to a reduction in the circulation of mosquito-transmitted viruses. Health officials say the facility will benefit around 140 million people.
Nice sunny afternoon, temps in the 80s. Thanks a lot for having us on today. This is News Radio 92.3. If you're struggling with depression, this month is the time to open up about it.
This is House Call for Health. October is National Depression and Health Screening Month. The Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island says major depression is one of the most common mental health disorders. Many factors can affect anyone when it comes to depression, but it can present itself differently across individuals. That's why the group says screenings should be a routine part of healthcare. The Cleveland Clinic says you can't always prevent depression, but there are ways to help reduce your risk, like maintaining a healthy sleep routine, managing depression with healthy coping mechanisms, and practicing regular self-care activities like exercise, meditation, and yoga. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
4:45, 15 away from 5, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price doing his job today, checking out that traffic and weather together.
Yeah, we've been giving you all the more attentive of attention on this because it's been pretty hectic so far this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, we'll start outside of Pensacola because Pensacola is where a lot of it's going on. We got some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Also have a little bit on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. Now Pensacola, several spots to note. The intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway giving us some trouble. Same with the intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox Street, along with Burgess Road and Palafox Street. Other major spots include I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear for the rest of your work week. Tomorrow's high, sitting at around what you're feeling right now, 85 degrees.
Yeah, it's a nice afternoon. Wasn't this nice going into the weekend for the folks up in the Northeast? They had that Northeaster going in there. Conditions are improving up there. But on the other side of the equation, rain and snow coming to the west. Janice Dean has more on this Fox weather forecast.
The coastal storm that brought very strong winds, heavy rain, and flooding is moving eastward away from the U.S. by this evening, bringing much improved weather to the area on Wednesday. A storm system moving into California is bringing heavy rain and mountain snow for the Sierra Range and sections of the northern Rockies. Flash flooding is likely for the burn areas. Showers and thunderstorms will also move into the southwest and the southern Rockies. Fox Weather has all of the details. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Support for Windows 10 ending today. Sue Guzman has a report.
4 years after Windows 11 debuted, Microsoft is officially phasing out support for Windows 10. Windows 11 has had poor adoption since it was rolled out, with an estimated 41% of users sticking with the previous operating system. But starting today, Microsoft is no longer providing security patches for Windows 10 or technical assistance, making it more vulnerable to hackers and viruses. For those continuing to use Windows 10, they can stay secure without having to buy a new computer by using Microsoft Defender Antivirus, which will receive updates until 2028, or they can use Microsoft Rewards points to keep their Windows 10 system covered. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now.
Walmart announcing today that it struck a deal with OpenAI to allow its shoppers to make faster purchases directly through ChatGPT. Shoppers are increasingly going to ChatGPT or similar AI chatbots reportedly for gift ideas and to find the best deals, according to Walmart's CEO. General Motors' third quarter results next week will reportedly include a $1.6 billion impact from its all-electric vehicle plans backfiring. GM's EV charges come after a year after rival Ford announced a $1.9 billion impact from EV plans. The Department of Justice has seized roughly $15 billion worth of Bitcoin that's held by a man who oversaw a massive pig butchering fraud operation based out of Cambodia. The seizure is the largest forfeiture action by the DOJ in its history. That's your money now.
Well, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell delivered his remarks at the 67th annual meeting of the National Association for Business Economics. They were in Philadelphia. Today, Powell briefly talked about the unemployment rate.
While the unemployment rate remained low through August, payroll gains have slowed sharply, likely in part due to a decline in labor force growth due to lower immigration and lower labor force participation. In this less dynamic and somewhat softer labor market, the downside risks to employment appear to have risen.
And here's some wholesome news for you. The person who won half of a $1.8 billion Powerball jackpot in Texas is staying anonymous. That ticket was bought in the hill country town of Fredericksburg. The Texas lottery says the player picked the cash option, meaning they're pocketing a little over $410 million before taxes. A statement was released on the winner's behalf saying that they plan to enjoy and share the winnings with friends and those who serve their community.
Gas prices coming down across the country. Fox Business's Jeff Flock explains from Philadelphia.
The reason, largely, well, you guessed it, oil. We have now crashed down through the $60 barrel point. We got lots of supply, not as much demand, and that has brought gas prices down to the average gallon of regular at $3.07 right now nationally. That's about a nickel cheaper than a week ago, about a dime less than a month ago, and it's not nickels and dimes when you fill up your tank. 33 states now have an average gallon of gas going for less than $3. Oklahoma, I think, is the lowest, $2.57 on average there. California still at $4.66. Andy Lipow, the oil analyst, says some people aren't putting gas in their tank anymore.
Google's Frightgeist is keeping tabs on the most popular Halloween costumes in the nation. The site uses search data from Google Trends to determine which costumes are coming up most often in a given city. Nationally, the top five most popular costumes for 2025 are all from K-pop demon hunters. Labubu, the highly sought-after collectible dolls, also ranks high for popular costumes for kids, dogs, and overall decor.
Well, another one of the Kardashian clan is in trouble over an ad campaign. This should be interesting. Here's Michelle Polino.
Kylie Jenner's new King Kylie Cosmetics promo is sparking backlash, with critics calling it deeply out of touch. The 28-year-old reality star posted a clip Sunday showing herself handcuffed, walking down a jail hallway between two officers. She wore a black leather bra, micro shorts with chains, fishnet tights, and her signature teal-streaked hair, a throwback to her mid-2010s look. Fellow celebs Hailey Bieber and Lauren Sanchez Bezos praised the post, while fans celebrated her return to her rebellious style, but others accused Jenner of poor taste, saying the jail-themed imagery was insensitive given current debates over policing and immigration raids. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
That may be a bit of a reach, but yeah, this isn't the first time that the Kardashian slash Jenner family have had some just tone deaf, or I don't want to say tone deaf, but like advertising campaigns that can't be taken seriously. I remember when it was a time of protesting going on, and it was like Kendall Jenner, the Pepsi ad, that became infamous because it's like you're trying to use protesting about serious causes to promote Pepsi.
I'm still trying to get over Kris Jenner's new hairstyle.
You showed me that the other day. That was interesting. 4:52 on the dot here. We will take a quick break. On that note, we'll be back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return, we'll get one final check of the roads and weather for you this hour, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less, and if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSIA chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Five away from five. Don't adjust that volume level in your car this afternoon.
Is Nirvana too intense for you, Chris?
No, I like that, actually. That'll sure wake you up if you're heading. Hey, thanks for the ride home today. We appreciate that. News Radio 92.3. Austin's been very busy today, I want to tell you. I want to let you in on a little secret there. He's got the traffic and weather update for us now. After doing a ton of homework on this.
Oh, yes. There's a lot going on. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Well, Positive Coaching Alliance can help you. PCA is a national nonprofit organization and develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. You can learn more at positivecoach.org. Looking at the roads here, yeah, there's been several spots of note. Got some backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Also have some at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, along with the intersections of Palafox Street and Brent Lane and Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Outside of that, the intersection of Pine Forest Road and Nine Mile Road, that's given us some trouble as well. And I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Also got a few spots on Highway 90 backing us up. That's going to be where Chemukla Highway meets Florida Town Road. Also, if you are traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and westbound coming over Blackwater River, a lot of spots. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, mostly clear, with a high of 85.
Here's today's pop culture news.
A plan to raise the retirement age in France may be put on hold. Chris Foster's in this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
French Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu says he will propose suspending President Emmanuel Macron's plan to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64, trying to win enough support from different parties to keep a governing coalition together. Lecornu tells members of the National Assembly the law would be put on hold until after the next presidential election in 2027. There were mass protests 2 years ago when France's parliament pushed through a law to gradually raise the retirement age 3 months at a time, depending on what year retirees are born. It'd be 64 for anybody born in 1968 or later. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Some of the biggest names in alternative rock will play next year's iHeartRadio Alter Ego Festival. Green Day will headline the January 17th event at the Kia Forum in Los Angeles. They'll be joined by 21 Pilots, Cage the Elephant, and Sublime. Also taking the stage will be Good Charlotte, who will be performing their first LA show in a decade, as well as Miles Smith, Gigi Perez, and Almost Monday. A ticket presale for Capital One card holders is set for October 21st, followed by a public on sale on October 24th.
Did you get the ticket prices by any chance?
No, I did not.
Probably have to go out and mortgage the house. Get in there. Movie theater chain, bringing back two movies to the big screen. This is in honor of Diane Keaton, who recently passed away. Here's Michelle Pollino.
AMC Theaters is bringing Annie Hall and Something's Gotta Give back to 100 cinemas across the U.S. in a tribute to the late Diane Keaton, who died Saturday at her Los Angeles home at the age of 79.
You play very well.
Oh, yeah? So do you.
Annie Hall, released in 1977, cemented Keaton's status as a cinematic icon and earned her an Oscar for Best Actress. The film grossed $38.3 million. Keaton was nominated for three more Oscars, including for Nancy Meyers' Something's Gotta Give, co-starring Jack Nicholson and Keanu Reeves. The 2003 rom-com was a global hit, grossing $266.7 million worldwide, her highest-earning film in a leading role. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
R&B star D'Angelo is dead at the age of 51. His family confirmed his death in a statement and said he died after a battle with cancer. He's known for hits like Untitled, How Does It Feel? He won four Grammy Awards over the course of his career, and other big hits by D'Angelo include Brown Sugar and Lady.
Okay, we're throwing around this weather. We've talked about the nor'easter up the East Coast. There's a lot of mess out in the West. Flash flooding once again sweeping through Arizona on Monday. Phoenix's Kinsey Beach reports from Globe, Arizona.
Powerful storms continue to hit this small town of Globe. We're seeing it again.
The Pinal Creek, a slow stream Monday morning, but in a matter of 15 minutes, a single storm turned it to raging waters, taking everything in its path with it. The creek overflowing, leaving law enforcement and rescue crews no choice but to close down the only overpass for residents.
Residents on this street have had their homes damaged and have even been trapped in storms in the last couple of weeks because of the rushing floodwaters in Globe. Kenzie Beach, Fox News.
Okay, portions of North Escambia now experiencing dry and dangerous drought conditions. Walnut Hill, Molino, McDavid. Few areas experienced the worst of the conditions. The remainder of Escambia County is officially identified as just abnormally dry. There's no rain in the forecast for the next week. There you go. Coming up, we have more information in about 12 minutes on News Radio 92.3. Hold on, we're coming back.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.